My name is Rabbi Ben Krasniansky. I'm the Chabad, director of Chabad on the Upper East Side in Manhattan. And it was an honor to have your event here, to host your event. And we want to wish you tremendous success in bringing unity.
Thank you very much, Shana Tova. We are honored to be here, and you are blessings of God, actually. Seeing righteous people like yourself. And Rabbi, you can join us also, please.
How are you? Shalom.
Shalom.
Yeah, my name is Rabbi Yaakov David Cohen. I promote the 7 Universal Laws in the United Nations, as well as a weekly TV show titled One People, One World, Under God. And essentially, we're trying to bring unity to people. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of confusion out there, and disunity, and between secularism and religion and so on. And God is really about unity.
Yes.
Before God created the world, he had unity. He created diversity to come together as one. So for us to have unity, we need the one God. And for God to have unity, he needs us, individuals, every individual, men, women, and child, Muslim, Christian, whatever, Jew, all coming together to serve him as one.
So Isaiah the prophet and the Maimonides characterizes the Messianic era as the information age. It says the world will be flooded with knowledge. And like the ocean floods the ocean bed. And therefore, as a result, there won't be any jealousy, any envy, ruthless competition. There will no longer be any wars. And this will all happen naturally. Why is that? It won't be some miraculous change in human nature. But as long as people define themselves by material things, you have haves and you have have-nots, which creates tension, conflict, and jealousy. Information is spiritual. The one who has information doesn't hoard the information. On the contrary, he wants to share the information. Information is inexhaustible. And what's the ultimate information? The ultimate knowledge is the knowledge of the infinite, the knowledge of God.
Yes.
And all roads today lead to Jerusalem. The whole focus of science today is in the mystery, because science has come to the recognition that the whole known universe is 5% of the universe. The billions and trillions and zillions of galaxies and stars is 5% of the universe, 95% of the universe, dark matter, dark energy. Not only we don't know, we can't know. We don't even have the tools with which to know. And that's the obsession of science today. In the mystery, in the wonder, in the infinite, this is the ultimate information that man will be engaged in the ultimate knowledge, the ultimate information, the knowledge of the infinite that transcends us, that's beyond us. And if you open our eyes, Lubavitcher Rebbe said that obviously the Messiah hasn't come yet. But the fact, for the first time in human history, it's no longer a question of faith. You can see it with your eyes. We see the breakthroughs and the information age, and it's how it's transforming our lives and transforming the world. When nations and corporations and people start defining themselves by knowledge and information, this is a very spiritual thing, and this will unite the whole world.
And the mere fact that every person was represented in this room today is a sign of the Messianic redemption coming. The age, the fact that you had Muslims, Christians, Buddhists from Pakistan, from every walk, every nation of the earth represented here today and coming together, this in itself shows that people are thirsty for knowledge. It's going to happen. It's just like the internet, you know, you could block it, but ultimately you can't stop it. Internet and the information age is only there to spread godliness. Because everything God created in the world is for God.
Actually, it's interesting. We have a website, tanyaclass.com. It's listened to in over 180 countries in the world, places you would never believe. Because that's the miracle of the information age. That you never know who you reach. Hundreds of millions of people all over the world.
Right. But let's all keep the universal laws of Noah. Then we'll bring him in closer and do in goodness and kindness.
Then justice,
then
love.
That will bring him in quicker. If everyone keeps the laws of Noah and adds in goodness and kindness, we'll have the Messianic age.
Let's pray to God for that. Thank
Amen.
You very, very much.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shana
Tova.
And let's pray for the Moshiach more.
Moshiach now. That's it.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom.
Very honored. Salam. Salam. Shalom.